Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
The 2017 Image Businesswoman of the Year Award ceremony takes place on Monday. I'm going to be there myself. I was a judge in the competition. I really, really enjoyed it. Among the most prestigious awards is the offer of the Lifetime Achievement Award. And this year's recipient is a serial entrepreneur and retailer, and she's won Geraldine Swarbrick. And I'm delighted to say she joins me now in studio. How are you, Geraldine?
Well, I'm fantastic, Bobby, and I still can't get over the surprise that I have been given this fantastic award. It's really,
well, isn't it nice? And it's nice that, you know, after all your years in retail, starting with that record shop in Mullingar back in, was it, when was that?
In the 70s,
right.
Yeah.
So 19... tell us, bring us back to those days, yeah, if you would.
Well, I'm going to bring you back a little bit further because, as they say in Cavan, it's not of the grass I licked it.
Okay.
My father had a draper's shop.
In Arva.
In Arva, yes. Yeah. And this was one of the old draperies, a bit like Guyney's you were talking about, that sold absolutely everything from the Wellington boots to knicker elastic and ribbons, clothes, the whole lot.
And did you work on the floor there with your dad?
I did.
Yeah.
When I was 10 years of age, they put me in charge of the Christmas card table and offered me 10% of the sales. So I was very quick to do my calculations, make sure I got my pocket money there.
Great.
And then I went on to college. I had it in my head I would be a teacher. And in the summer of, this would be early 70s, we all went to London to get summer jobs on the boat and the train to London. And I aimed very high. I went for Harrods in Knightsbridge. And that's where I got my summer job. And I just love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And the, like, it, what a wonderful store. And to see the... just the people from all over the world and all the just glitz and glamour of it.
That
what a great,
it.
That must have been yeah. eye-opening.
Yeah, far cry from the little draper shop in Arva anyway.
Right.
And just the money, and they didn't even ask the price. One of my favourite jobs was been the trainee assistant assistant. I used to go down with the green Harrods bags down to the side entrance to give them to the chauffeurs who were there in the Rolls Royces.
Amazing.
And the chauffeur would take the bags and drive off.
What
yeah.
a different time. Wow.
Yeah,
and then you married Tommy Swarbrick, of
I
course.
Did.
In 1977. So did yeah. that nearly bring you on a musical career or?
Absolutely, it did,
right.
Bobby, yeah. And I haven't a note in my head, unfortunately. I can't sing, but I married into a family of singers and entertainers. And this was around the time when Tommy was in the Eurovision.
Right.
The first time, 75, I just met him. And then the second time he was in the Eurovision, 77, we had got married that year. And, pardon me, it makes sense then that when I saw a record shop coming up in Mullingar, I moved into it. And my first day in the record shop, I sold one LP and one single. About £5 I earned.
And you said, maybe this isn't going to be the glitzy future I thought it
yeah.
might be.
So I started bringing in musical instruments and stuff like that just to diversify. Shortly after that, then, a really nice store on the main street in a really good location in Mullingar came up. And I got it in my head then, this would be a fantastic boutique and I would bring in brands that weren't already in the Midlands. So there was the Harrods influence there, definitely.
Right.
We had the upstairs room at Unique Boutique.
Right.
With all the Paul Costello and Michael Mortel.
And when did you spot the Vera Moda brand?
On a holiday. Again, the music comes in here because Tommy gave up. The show band scene was ending and he became a promoter. And one of the first bands he brought in were Smokey.
Oh,
from yeah.
yeah.
So Smokey and us.
Living next door to Alice
absolutely,
and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And they invited us to Norway on a ski holiday, the whole family. And one day we were coming back from the slopes skiing and we stopped off in a shopping centre and I saw Vera Moda. Couldn't believe it. Here was fantastic fashion, really good quality. I did my calculation with the kroner and the Irish pound at the time. I couldn't believe the prices.
Yeah. And that was a great brand then that you had. It evolved then, Jack and Jones for men.
That's right. That was the same company, the same Danish company did Jack and Jones. In the end, all through the 90s, I was opening Vera Modis stores all over the country. Ended up with 25.
Wow.
Over 10 years. And then maybe I was burnt out, I don't know, but I sold it back to the Danish company then.
And Geraldine, what do you make of retail? Like, you heard us talking there in the papers earlier about Black Friday being, you know, 2 weeks long now. Harvey Norman sales going to be more around Black Friday than they are around Christmas. Those kind of statistics. What do you make of our high streets or main streets now? And when you look at retail, somebody who's been a veteran in the business over the years.
Well, Bobby, I think last year really it took off, the Black Friday, but I think most retailers were ready for it and fought against the online. Now, I'm lucky in that I have the retail stores, but I also have a very successful online business, and we were expecting it to be good last year, and it was just phenomenal. So we also offered discounts in the retail stores, and I found it was the kickstart to Christmas last year, which was brilliant. It meant the real serious Christmas shopping started that last weekend in November.
Okay, so if I understand you then, your strategy is to, as a bricks and mortar retailer, is to throw your arms around Black Friday and maybe get two hits. Get an online hit because I'm organised, drive people into the shop through online, and then have the traditional, I suppose, walk-in business for the Christmas season.
That's absolutely right.
And tell us about your business now, Geraldine.
Well, now I have Inglot Cosmetics. I am so lucky. In between, after Vera Moda, I had Aldo Shoes, brought Aldo Shoes into Ireland, a Canadian company. And while I was in Canada, I came across Inglot. My daughter Jane and my son are in this business with me. But at the time, around 2008, Jane was in Australia. I saw Inglot in Canada, didn't know an awful lot about makeup. I knew a lot about retailing and what was good, and I could see customers there and buying, leaving with their little bags, delighted with themselves. And I rang Jane in Australia and I said, I've come across this. And she said, Mum, I don't believe it. I've seen it in Australia as well. And I said, right, you go in, you who knows about makeup, and tell me what you think. She was dumbfounded. It had prices, again, were fantastic. We had the quality in it. They didn't test on animals, as cruelty free. Now, that's a very important thing for especially makeup. My daughter, Jane, and all her young following.
All right. Well, listen. So you've evolved, and now you're in the makeup business. So you've been a veteran of retail, of boutique, of fashion, Geraldine. Just finally, then, what does this award mean to you? After all your years of toil in Mullingar and Harrods and everywhere else, and Arva, what does this say to you that you're being honoured on Monday night? And I'm going to be there. I'm delighted to be at the award. You're getting a lifetime achievement award. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means everything to me. It all started off in that little town in County Cavan, and my mum and dad would be so proud of me at this point. But we've gone full circle, and now my two children are in the business with me. We have a fantastic team of over 300 people in Inglot, and I really feel it's on their behalf I'm taking this award.
Well, congratulations to you. Enjoy it. Celebrate it with the family. And well done for your contribution to Irish retail. That's Geraldine Swarbrick there, folks. What a really, really bricks and mortar online retailer. Okay.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.